Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the docket today, judge says take down the attorney general's video from South Dakota. Second, not sure this is exactly what they thought was going to take place when they said defund the police. Third, preparations for the George Floyd trial. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. We're coming to you from an undisclosed location in southern Colorado. Why? Because we're in trial. So, we did trial, first day, done, in the books. Relaxed for a moment, had some dinner, now it's back to work, and we're gonna shoot a quick video for you. First on the docket, remember the South Dakota Attorney General? That's right, Mr. Ravsborg, who believes that he thought he hit a deer when it turned out to be a person. And if you want to watch the video of his interviews, you can hit the links below. The Attorney General's attorney, however, is not pleased that the South Dakota authorities have released videos. In fact, the court has ordered that South Dakota take down those videos because it could prejudice a fair trial. Now, we have the videos. If you want to watch them, let me know what you think. Do you think it's credible that he thought he hit a deer? Or maybe he probably thought he hit a person, which is why he wanted to get out of there as quickly as possible. Let me know in the comments below. Next on the docket, I'm not sure this is what they were thinking about when they said defund the police. That's right, when you defund the police, you have to take down various crime units. And now the LA Police Department is not only reducing their robbery and major crimes division, they're taking down their sex assault unit. The unit that was taking care of cases against Ron Jeremy, Harvey Weinstein, Marilyn Manson. Guess what? All the units are gone. Needless to say, neither the police nor the district attorney's office is happy, except for maybe the district attorney out there who his own attorneys, his own district attorneys are turning against him and want him recalled because of his policies of not asking for sentencing aggravators, not enforcing the death penalty. The public who elected him, I'm not sure if this is what they expected. Maybe it is. I don't know. We'll see if they get enough petitions to remove him from office. Next on the docket, preparation for the George Floyd case. They're actually putting up fences with barbed wire around the courthouse in anticipation of problems in regards to the George Floyd matter. Hopefully, it's peaceful. This matter needs to be resolved in a courtroom, and regardless of what happens, whether it's a guilty verdict or a not guilty verdict, or maybe a compromise verdict in between, what matters is that it's done peacefully. Remember, you can protest all you want, but as soon as you damage other people's property, you are engaging in criminal conduct. The other thing that they're doing, the city council, who didn't want to fund their police and then decided, oh, maybe we probably should, it's a good idea because people don't feel safe, they are hiring 6 influencers on social media to put out news and information regarding the George Floyd trial, because they believe that there are some underserved communities that will not have access to apparently the video that's going to be streamed live. Now, remember, the prosecutor did not want this trial streamed for the world to see. I am all for it. I think it's good that in a case like this, everyone can see the evidence that's presented or not presented, so people can make up their own minds. I'm not sure what exactly the influencers are going to be putting out there, other than hopefully the truth. What evidence was presented in court, and that's it. Hopefully, it's no spin.
Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship. You're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did.
Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Today, our dumb criminal is an unidentified 12-year-old. Now, what can a 12-year-old possibly do to get themselves in trouble these days? That's right. Become an arms dealer in your local high school. A 12-year-old has been arrested and under further investigation regarding the sale of stun guns to her classmates. Apparently, she's taking orders, then gathering the inventory and bringing the goods to school next week. Needless to say, school officials and police were not pleased, and this is a good example of good initiative, poor judgment. Good initiative, working on that little side hustle when you're 12, shows like you got a future. Poor judgment in deciding the product that you're going to sell. Bad, bad, bad. All right, that's all we have for you today. Thanks for watching. Apologize for the casual tire. We're in trial. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk.